ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Tasmanian Liberals will have to negotiate to form government with Labor conceding defeat. There are still four seats in doubt. The Liberals have won 13 of them and will need to negotiate with minor parties to make up 18 seats and lead a minority government. The Jackie Lambie Network has done very well out of this election and has already claimed two seats with a third seat in contest. And we'll have a key seat at that negotiating table. The network's federal leader, Jackie Lambie, joins me now from Parliament House. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, good morning, David.
So will you back the Liberals to form government?
Well, I just don't know what the Labor Party is doing at the moment. I did speak to Beck White to pass over to my people on a Saturday evening that congratulations to them and that we'd run a good fight. I'm surprised that it just seems like they've withdrawn out the Labor Party, so I'm not sure what's going on. We do have a little bit of time up our sleeves.
They've conceded defeat.
Yeah, they have conceded defeat. So I guess that, we have to form government at some way, and if they're not going to be in the race, then I guess we've got no choice.
Right, so what do you mean no choice? You will go with the Liberals?
Well, what I want to be able to do is be able to make sure there's a government form, because I'm quite sure that Tasmanians do not want to go back to a re-election over the next 2 months. That's not bringing stability, and that's what we promised Tasmanians. It was all about transparency, integrity and stability. So we want to make sure that that remains in place.
Will you want some sort of negotiations, though, some sort of guarantees from the Liberals before you sign up?
Yeah, we want integrity and transparency. That's what we ran on. So we would expect a lot more of that coming out of state parliament. We're looking at right to information or FOIs that they should be done in 21 days. Looking at an integrity commission who has basically never heard a case down there, and buffing that up and making sure that everybody is put under the microscope that is sitting in that parliament. That would be a good start. Being transparent on this new stadium, which is costing us an arm and leg, and seeing where that's at. Things like that. But you are going to start speaking to the people of Tasmania and taking them with you. That's what we want to see. A lot more transparency coming out of State Parliament of Tasmania.
As you say, you want transparency in regards to the AFL stadium that's planned. Can you give us a bit more detail of what that means? What exactly do you need to see?
Well, they're going to need to see that contract. My people are going to need to see that contract, see where it's at.
And what if it's not good enough?
Well, then discussions will need to be had. But I can tell you there are more important things down there to people, like our health system, roofs to go over people's heads, and our education system. And it's all about priorities. All about priorities for Tasmania, and what is the right priorities. And quite frankly, I still cannot come up with a decent reason why it is a priority to have a new stadium with a roof. I mean, how was all this done? How did it get to that where we've been the only state the AFL has been able to walk all over the top of and say, hey, you're going to have a new stadium and it's going to have a roof on it? Seriously.
So, yeah, I mean, as you say, we're in the middle of a cost of living crisis. There's not a need. There's a lot of need for money in health, in education, other areas. Would you prefer to have not seen that stadium built at all? And you know, if it was able to be cancelled, would you be more likely to back in the Liberals?
I would have preferred a much more common sense approach when we already have a great AFL stadium that is at York Park, where we're already spending money on it and expanding that out. There is plenty of room to expand that. It's got the new university there as well. I think that would have been a much better bang for buck for Tasmania and cost a lot less. And I just don't think they looked at that option. So they had this brand new stadium. It was all starry-eyed with a roof on it without actually doing their due diligence or their homework.
But, I mean, do you think there's any prospect that the contract could be cancelled and go back to that plan you're talking about?
I'm hoping there's a prospect that it can certainly be adjusted, because Tasmania just cannot afford that. We do not have a resource sector like Western Australia does. We don't have gold-plated roads and certainly, we don't have the money to have a gold-plated stadium like they do.
This has been yet another election where we've seen voters turn away from the major parties. Why do you think that's happening all over the country?
Well, I just think that it's the 21st century and people have had enough. And I'll tell you what else they're sick of. They're sick of the argy-bargy that goes on during elections, the false advertising, the behaviour of leaders out there and those who are sitting, going and just going at each other all the time. I think people have had enough of it. It really turns them off. And they want transparency and integrity. That's what they're asking for. And if they're not going to get that, well, then the major parties will get less and less, and that'll go for the next federal election as well.
I want to turn to religious discrimination. The laws potentially are back on. Well, they're back on the political agenda. You said back in 2019 that Tasmania already had religious discrimination laws, and you didn't see a need for federal ones. Is that still your position?
That is correct. They seem to work very, very well in Tasmania with our Tasmanian laws, and I didn't want our laws overwritten. And I think most of us, if I remember rightly, that there was a fair bit of support out there just to leave it as is in Tasmania.
What about in other states? I think New South Wales doesn't have state laws on this. You know, you're the federal senator. Should we be protecting people all over Australia, not just in the state you represent?
Well, I think if you follow Tasmanian laws, and they've worked very well down there, and actually your bill is based on that, you might get a good bit of airing out there and actually be able to sell this once and for all.
So you would be happy for nothing further to progress federally, for things to stay as they are?
Unless Tasmanians have changed their mind, but the majority of them down there said leave it as is, we just want our laws in. That's what they've asked me for.
There's also a push to change the Sex Discrimination Act to protect LGBTQI plus people from discrimination by religious schools and other institutions. I mean, do you believe that the state laws are adequate to protect that group of people?
As far as I know, I have had a lot of dealings with Rodney Croon. Obviously, we get the LGBTIQ coming through him, and I do a lot of speaking to him. So I will go back out there over the Easter and have another chat and have a chat with him about all this and just see where their views are now.
What's your personal view about, I guess, where the rubber hits the road on this stuff, which is whether a religious school should be able to fire a gay teacher or expel a trans student?
I think there's a very fine line between having choices, making your own choices and running, whether it's a business or a school or anything else. People send their kids to faith-based schools with expectations, and I think we've got to walk a very, very fine line with all of that.
The federal government is putting forward its wage case today. They're calling or urging Fair Work to not allow the lowest paid workers to go backwards once again. Is that enough?
Look, people are doing it really tough out there, but I think once again, here comes this fine line thing. I've got small businesses out there doing it really tough as well. 7,000 we had go down in Tasmania last year. I hate to see what that looks like at the end of this year. And unless the Labor Party needs to come in and cut some tape, small tape for those, cut tape for those small to medium businesses out there, but also the states. The states need to stand up and take some ownership of this. And if you're charging them payroll tax, maybe it's about time we looked at lessening their payroll tax and anything else that you can do for them, because they are really, really doing it tough. So it's not just federal, it's also the states out there. You can't just let the federal do all the heavy lifting on this. You have to come out and be accountable as well.
So when it comes to wages that small businesses are paying, do you see that as sort of more painful than the wages that the workers are receiving? It's a balance, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a real balance, mate. I'm certainly not an economic expert on this, but once again, people do need pay rises, but we also need those small businesses to leave their doors open. So where can we cut the red tape? Where can we cut it? That's what needs to be discussed. And if they're not discussing that at National Cabinet, they bloody should be.
Just one final issue. Build Skills Australia has found we're 90,000 tradies short of what we need to meet government commitments on affordable housing. Would you like to see more incentives to attract skilled workers?
Yeah, we need to do something about skilled workers, and we need to do something about our own. I mean, we've run our TAFEs around Australia into the ground, which has been very unfortunate, and that has not been helpful. But we certainly need more tradies out there. We've got the same problem in Tasmania. Apparently, you know, we don't have enough tradies to build those lower social housing down there. But they're talking about that they're going to need 4,000 people, 4,000 workers to build a stadium. So, you know, go work it out, mate. It just makes no sense whatsoever. It's all about priorities, and I think we need to start prioritising people first before anything else.
Senator Jackie Lambie, thanks for being with us.
Thanks very much for having me on.
And Senator Jackie Lambie leads the Jackie Lambie Network.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.